We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and it's time to talk to our guest from the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition up next, and joining us here via Zoom is Debbie Nuss, chair of the coalition. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we also have Anna Biggins, community coordinator, joining us as well. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Did I say that right? Is it Anna or is it Anna?
Anna,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone's different, so I just want to make sure. We got a neat event happening this weekend in Manhattan that the coalition is a part of. It's a kickoff event here. It's called a Dementia Friendly Manhattan. And tell us more about what's going on.
Yeah, so this is a kickoff event that the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition is putting on for a new initiative. It's called Dementia Friendly Manhattan. And it started as a suggestion from one of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition board members about 10 months ago is when it got brought up. And then it kind of took off with a Master of Public Health student taking it on as an internship. And we've gained a lot of support from the community. And so we're kind of using this event to officially launch the efforts to make Manhattan a more dementia-friendly place to live.
Okay. Now, when we hear that, what would that exactly mean, being a dementia-friendly community?
Yeah, so a dementia-friendly community is really any town or city who wants to make an effort to actively support people with dementia and their care partners as well, just to improve their quality of life as they go through the journey and the challenges of dementia.
Okay. Dementia is a terrible disease. It happens to it's inflicted on a lot of older folks in the community. Very similar to Alzheimer's. I know they're slightly different here, but they share a lot of the same qualities.
Yeah, you brought up a good point. So dementia is actually just the umbrella term that we use for just a number of diseases that impact the brain. So they influence memory and thinking skills, decision-making skills, but dementia is kind of the umbrella term that encompasses a lot of different diseases that impact the brain, and Alzheimer's is one of them.
Okay. So the event is happening Sunday at 2:00. Debbie, kind of tell us when things are getting started here. What's going on here?
Well, we were fortunate, as Anna mentioned, one of our board members, Susan Renzig, who is on faculty at Kansas State University in the women's study. I don't know the whole title of whatever department she's in, but she actually was a colleague with an individual who is a nationally known expert in this area. Her name is Susan McFadden. And Susan put us in contact, Susan Renzig put us in contact with Susan McFadden, and we were able to invite her to be our speaker at this kickoff event on Sunday, the 24th at 2 p.m. You can attend in person by just coming to the where the Rockin' K restaurant is in the Foundation Building complex. We'll be having an in-person event there. Or if you're not comfortable with in-person events yet, you can also attend the event virtually via Zoom. We have made it possible to send out a Zoom link to everybody so people can participate that way as well. But Susan has written a book on this topic and has a long career in this field. And so she's really going to help us inform the community about what it means to be a dementia-friendly community. And Brandon, when you asked the question earlier about what does it mean, yes, this is part of a plan to encourage our community to think about what it means for people who have dementia to function in the community. Because as you know, dementia, there's a process. There people with mild dementia to more serious dementia, and dementia presents itself not only in terms of people's mental and emotional capabilities, but it also impacts them physiologically, physical capabilities. So we want to help the community become more aware of things that they can do to help them be more sensitive to individuals with dementia and their caregivers through all things that happen in terms of daily activities. So when they go shopping, when they go to community events, when they just go for a walk in the community, do our sidewalks accommodate people well enough. So it's really thinking about it in all aspects of life in terms of how we can be dementia friendly.
Okay. I know a lot of times in this, as a news person, you get all these different alerts here. Sometimes we'll see silver alerts, you know, for folks who go missing. And a lot of times it involves people who have dementia or Alzheimer's. Would that be kind of, I guess, making people more aware of things like that as well here with this?
Sure. I mean, it can be. And related to that is then, you know, understanding then how you approach people with dementia that might be alone. You know, what kind of things to also look for when you're interacting with people who might have dementia, just so that you don't jump to conclusions about the fact that somebody's behavior might not be what you would consider normal, and that you have either a negative response to it or an inappropriate response to it. Okay. So, Anna, you can add more to that. You're really more of an expert on this than I am.
Yeah, I think you covered it well, though, and that's going to be a little bit of our plan moving forward, is to continue engaging with all these different sectors across the community. Debbie kind of touched on that, just within different businesses, or if someone goes to the bank, or if someone goes to the grocery store, do those employees know how to recognize when they have a client or a customer who is displaying signs of dementia, and how can those employees more effectively just support those clients and customers with dementia and get them connected across different resources in the community.
It'd be great if we had some sort of like training for different businesses that you could go around and just kind of share these kind of tidbits with them.
Yes, and that is exactly our plan. So we've actually partnered with our local chapter of the Alzheimer's Association with some of their volunteer community educators to push out more of these community education programs and trainings on how to communicate well with people with dementia.
Awesome.
I kind of likened it to what Pawnee Mental Health Services does with their mental health first aid training, where they go out and do training with community groups about appropriate ways to respond to and interact to individuals that have mental health challenges when they encounter them in public settings. And the kind of trainings we would offer here would be similar to that, but it would be targeted specifically to people with a dementia diagnosis.
Wow. Well, that's great work. And I hope we get more awareness around this, because, you know, a lot of folks are going to deal with this in their lifetime at some point, whether it's themselves or a family member. I know a lot of folks have been touched by this horrible disease that affects the mind, and it's good to know how to, you know, how to interact with folks like this on a daily basis.
Right. Yeah. And the whole point surrounding this is that a dementia diagnosis doesn't have to be a hopeless experience, you know, and the purpose of dementia friendly communities is reinstilling that hope that if the community works together, we can make it so that people's journeys with dementia and those experiences are not full of loneliness or isolation, and kind of getting rid of the stigma that some people might experience around even just the word dementia and what that makes people feel when they just hear that word. And so I know that that's a big thing even for me, because my grandpa was diagnosed with a type of dementia when I was pretty young. And so this initiative is something that's close to my own heart and close to my own family. Like you said, if somebody doesn't personally know someone who has had dementia, they know someone in general who has been affected by it. So I do think it is something really important that our community is taking on.
Anna, are you doing research on this as a student there at K-State?
I did, actually. So as part of my internship, when I was doing that with the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, we pushed out a local survey earlier this year, and we found that only 17% of Riley County adults had ever heard of this concept of dementia-friendly communities, which is not super surprising, because Kansas is actually one of the few states in the United States that lacks a nationally recognized dementia-friendly community. So not very many people are aware of that concept in general. But then when we gave the survey respondents a brief piece to read about what dementia-friendly communities are, so after they read that, then almost 90% of the respondents were supportive of this initiative in Manhattan. And so that kind of gave the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition the information we needed to say, yes, our community wants more information. Our community wants to become dementia friendly. And so that's part of this initiative is what we're launching on Sunday, just to get the community rolling in terms of becoming more dementia friendly.
Do we have any dementia friendly communities right now in Kansas, or would this be one of the first?
Not in the state of Kansas. So we're trying to make Manhattan the first location of having that nationally recognized dementia friendly community.
Okay, well, let's get that done. Let's hope that happens and we get some sort of a plaque or something, that like a city commission meeting.
Well, we will actually, at the time we are able to secure the designation, we will definitely go and ask the city commission for a proclamation declaring Manhattan a dementia friendly community. Brandon, I also wanted to mention that in order to entice Anna to stay involved with this project just a little bit longer, the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition applied for a grant from the Memorial Hospital Association to hire her as a coordinator for the next several months to really dedicate some specific time to getting the plan in place that will help make this happen. So we were very appreciative of the Memorial Hospital Association Foundation for recognizing the importance of this work and providing us with a grant to be able to really dedicate some effort to getting it done.
Oh, that's great. Good to hear. And I'm glad you guys are spearheading this together and getting this accomplished. Let's again remind folks the event Sunday, the kickoff event, happening 2 o'clock at where's it happening at again?
It's in the Foundation Building where the Rocking K restaurant is on Kimball Avenue. And our guest speaker is Susan McFadden. She's the author of the book, Dementia Friendly Communities, What They Are, Why We Need Them, and how to Create Them is the title of her book. And I think people will find that she is a very engaging speaker. She's very personable, and she's as passionate as Anna is about this topic. And we're really pleased as a coalition to be able to work on this and try and make this happen for the community.
All right. Well, that's good news. Is there anything else we haven't mentioned here you want to make sure to get out to people this morning?
Anna, you want to give them the email address that they can use to contact you if they have more questions?
Yeah, absolutely. People can contact me at fhwcdementiafriendly@gmail.com for more information. We also have the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition Facebook page with some more details for the event. And there they can find the link to RSVP for the Zoom link especially.
All right. This is a great way to bring the community together over for a good cause, and we appreciate the information this morning. Again, 2 o'clock is the kickoff event Sunday in the Rockin' K meeting room, 1880 Kimball Avenue. They also have the virtual event. You can scan the QR code, and that QR code is probably on the Facebook page, is it not?
Yeah, the link to click is there as well.
Okay, good enough. Well, guys, thank you so much, and hope you have a very successful event on Sunday.
Brandon, thanks so much for having us this morning.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, and thank you to Aaron Price from the Riley County Health Department. Again, Oktoberfest happening tomorrow out of the Health Department. Get yourself vaccinated against influenza. Again, they're saying it's potentially going to be a busy flu season here, not just locally but nationally, so be sure to get vaccinated on that. We've got USD 3-3 School Board with a meeting tonight, 6:30. We previewed that with Eric Reed and Daryl Eady this morning. Mask mandate going to be a big discussion there tonight, whether it gets extended or allowed to expire. We'll find out. That'll wrap up our show here for this morning.